Welcome to That's the Setup Podcast, setting up the conversations to discuss topics related to music, sports, health and wellness, finance, dating and relationships, career, professional development, and everything else in between.
Hey guys, buckle up for a new episode of That's the Setup Podcast. Sit back and relax and tune in for another season.
Love it. Let's go.
All right.
So we got the NBA playoffs going on right now, and then this week we got the NFL draft coming up. Now, everybody speculated the Lakers because of Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, and that ended up being not so good due to injuries and other things that's going on in the organization. And you also had the Nets that was potential that they talked about, but they look like they may be on the verge of leaving. And you still got Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Milwaukee Bucks. They look strong. And I will say a sleeper, but they not a sleeper because Mr. Klay Thompson is back, those Warriors. So that's – and you got the other teams, but those are like the main headline teams. So what are your thoughts on that, Jasmine and Kareeka?
Well, y'all – don't laugh at me now. See, I'm just getting started into sports, okay? You know, a female version. So don't be looking at us like we corny, okay?
Oh, good.
So, you know what I'm saying? So right now, as we speak, you know, the Nets and the stuff is about to play right now, you know? But see that the Jazz just beat the Mavericks by 1 point, you know, 100. Yes, Jazz won by 100, Mavericks 99. And then before that, you know, the Raptors beat the 76ers, you know, 110, 102. I mean, these guys, I mean, it's like they're playing for the win. Like, it's like they on it. I mean, my team is the Clippers, you know what I'm saying? I hate that they didn't make it, you know, but – I just feel like, in my opinion, and that's just me, I can't think of his name, but I feel like the dude that wear the dark on, he's bald head, wear the headband, I feel like they could win if he stopped fouling so much, because he did the same thing last year. They could have won. They could have made it. He's fouling the other team to make them get other points, you know? Yeah. And then on top of that, they had another chance. Yeah, they played last Wednesday, and they had another chance to play not yesterday, but the week before. Friday, you know, and so Paul George got sick. He got COVID. Shout out to Paul George. I pray that you get better. Yes, he has COVID. And it's like, oh, dang. And we lost and we didn't make it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all, come on, man. We got to stop with all this fouling, you know.
You talking about Terrence, man?
Oh, no, I like Terrence, man. I'm talking about him now. I'm talking about, nah. That's in the bald head dude with the weird headband.
Bald head dude wear the headband on.
See, he didn't wear the headband, like, when they had to play again, like, so on Friday a week ago. And, you know, he didn't, and so he did good. I said, I think it's that headband that's making him, giving him bad look. They're just saying. But as for the Lakers, I'm not a Lakers fan. But it just says it's too many Indians, and it's too many Chiefs, there's no Indians. That's cheaper. It's like they always fuss. Everybody want to be the star. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what's breaking them down. Nobody don't want to work together. Everybody's fighting.
Carmelo ain't working with LeBron?
I mean, you got to think about it like this.
You got too many stars on there. You got Dwight Howard. Yeah,
you got the stars. I mean, it can work. I mean, they're going to follow LeBron Lee anyway because he's a four-time champion. I mean, this young man did a lot. It's just they're old. I mean, and I ain't gonna say old as being bad because, I mean, you know, Tom Brady just won a championship at the age of he didn't win a championship, but he's still competing at a high level, and he's like 44. So, and Vince Carter, he was still competing at a high level, and he was in his 40s. So I ain't going to say age. It's just Anthony Davis got hurt. Yeah.
Hurt.
Yeah, he prone. I don't know. After they won a championship in the bubble, I think he's just good. I finally got my championship. I'm good. And now it's like, what are you doing in the off season? You know, when you see players of the old, your Jordans, your Dennis, everybody, you can say what you want about Dennis Rodman, but he was one of the most in shape players in the league. You look at Reggie Miller, them type guys. Mm-hmm. And you see these young guys, these days, they always hurt and stuff. It's like, what are you doing in the off season?
They get responsible.
Yeah. You look at LeBron, Chris Paul. They invest $1 million into their bodies. It's part. I don't understand why these young bucks don't understand that part of your livelihood is your body. So mm-hmm. you should invest into your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a LeBron James fan, but it's just like, it's communication. It's like, you guys need to work as a team. You got to work as a team. And they don't. I mean, we didn't even see it. You know, so they even fuss with each other on the sideline. That's not a good look.
What?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it's like, y'all got to build
big egos.
Yes, very, very. So it's like they really need to check themselves and work together. They really do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm the star. I know I'm the star. I'm the star. Like, cut that mess out. Yes. But what you think about Miami and the Atlanta Hawks? Miami already won twice, and the Hawks won one, and the Hawks won once. So what you think about that?
See, well, now I'm a Hawks fan because I'm a Georgia boy. I grew up watching the Hawks. So, and I'm not being biased. The Hawks, everybody forget, the Hawks was in the Eastern Conference Finals just a couple of years ago. I think it was the year that Milwaukee won.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks is a scrappy team. You know, they got a good coach, Nate McMillan. Trae Young, of course, yeah, he's the franchise player, but they definitely need Clint Capella. Clint Capella is a good guy, and they role players. They just need to keep playing defense. If they just out-hustle, the Hawks can make it back to what it was, because when you're a team young, that's what I understand. You're young, you're 20, you're 19. I'm getting paid millions of dollars to just go out here and bust my butt. Why not do it? You're already getting incentives when you win games in the playoffs. You get incentives. Mm-hmm. That's why you play hard in the playoffs. That's why you want the championship ring. You know, you're getting all these different incentives, contract bonuses, roster bonuses, and things of that nature, playoff bonuses. You know, so many different incentives, you know. And I'm like, I get to do what I love to do every day, and I'm getting paid millions of dollars. And then not only that, you get other doors that open up. You get endorsement deals. So why not play, you know, play tough? You can knock the Heat out. You already seen you can beat them, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, you already know who your guy is, Jimmy Butler. You know, he going to play hard anyway, because Jimmy Butler felt like when he came in the league, he felt disrespected. So he's always playing with a chip on his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
you know. And,
I was just about to say, one of the guys last year, he was on the Clippers. I think he's on the Mavericks. I don't want to lie. But I think he's on the Mavericks. I forgot. He was on the Clippers. I forgot his name. He has braids. And so when they beat the Clippers 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and it's like he was super excited. I mean, you would have thought that they won the championship or whatever.
You talking about DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, and so it's like, you know, he's doing an aha to the Clippers face. Like, yeah, y'all traded me. You know what I'm saying? See, could it be us? You know what I'm saying? And so, I hate it, but hey, I mean, that's just how the game is, I guess, you know?
It's
a business, but who do you want to see play the championship? Who do you, what team you want to see go head to head?
I'm really biased when it comes to this, because I just want to see people play hard. Of course, I would love to see the Hawks come out the East mm-hmm. and face up against
There's no love for Golden State.
That's what I'm about to say. Golden State is out the West, so they are reemerging. And then I'm out here in Arizona. I like the Phoenix Sun too, not just because I'm out here. I like the way they play. I like their coach, Monty Williams. So, you know, but the Pelicans, they They tough. I mean, and then you got a former assistant coach, Willie Green, that was under Money Williams. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. You know, I definitely shout out to one of my ex-teammates in college, the big Milwaukee Bucks fan. I definitely don't want to see them repeat because, you know, Giannis, he's an athlete. He's a show enough face of the future of the NBA. But, you know, I believe you can stop him.
That's
he can be stopped.
The future of the NBA. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I want to see the war. Let me see. It's like, do I want to see the Warriors beat the Suns?
I actually want to see the Suns win because, you know, I like Money Williams as a coach. I've kind of watched his career when he was down. You know, he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was with the Pelicans, and I think he was with the Hornets, too, at one point. I could be wrong, but I definitely like Money Williams. I know the history. Like, Money Williams, he got out of coaching for a minute when he was with Oklahoma because his wife died in a car wreck. So, you know, I've been following his story a little bit, and I definitely want to see him win. And then you know, even though I get tired of all the State Farm commercials, but, you know, Chris Paul, he's a country boy from North Carolina, Wake Forest. I would like to see him get a chip because he's a future Hall of Famer. And then, of course, Devin Booker, because they just underrate this dude. They disrespect him so much each year when the All-Star voting come in. And I was just like, man, are y'all serious? He could play.
He's so young. He's like 25, I think.
Yeah, but still, I mean, the boy can play.
Yeah, I think it would be a good match, like I said, between the Suns and the Warriors. That would keep everybody on their toes for real. I want to see that.
And that'll just be for the Western Conference. And then for the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody really stopping Milwaukee. They are strong. I really don't see nobody stopping them. The Celtics could potentially give them a run for their money because they got a young group with Tatum and Brown and Marcus Smart, all them boys. But they gonna be tough. And the Nets, I just think they gelling. You know, with Kyrie and KD, I don't know what's really going on with them. You know, I think that's all they really got, just Kyrie and KD.
Yeah.
I think the Boston Celtics and the Bucks, they're like neck and neck, like the same records.
So these records don't really mean nothing right now.
Yeah,
it just means something with their series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, right now, it's like the Boston Celtics, they're like in the lead, like the 12, and the Nets are in the lead, 12, and the Celtics are in the, it's 8, and they're just on the first quarter. But we shall see, you know, saying we shall see how this goes. So, and then later tonight, you got the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies. I'm going to be honest, I have not been really paying attention to the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies like that, so I'm not sure how they are.
Well, the Timberwolves potentially, I could be a little biased for the Timberwolves because I got blood playing on that team. But, you know, just being a guy that's not being biased, you know, the league is being set on fire by number 12, Ja Morant. You know, he's a young man from South Carolina, very talented young buck. They got a good team, the Grizzlies. They are well rounded, and the Timberwolves also got a good team. They just sometimes what I have seen with the Timberwolves is that they just start making stupid mistakes. They just it's like you play good, and then all of a sudden it's just like we're gonna give the game away. And I'm like, are y'all under the table betting or something? Because they got a good core with Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns. You know, it's they have a good core, just like the Grizzlies. They also got a good young core. So that's a good series to watch. That series, I think, is 1-1 or maybe 2-1. But, because the first game, the Timberwolves stole one in Memphis. You know, so that's why I said that's going to be a good series to watch. Mm. Not because of the fact that I got family playing on the team, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to the fam.
Yeah, shout out to my fam for the Timberwolves. I ain't gonna say his name.
Yeah. Shout out, brother. Yeah. And
I probably already said it.
Well, I know what game four for Miami and Hawks. What, tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Game four?
Yeah.
Mhm.
I'm rooting for though, like I say, Miami. So. Yeah.
Of course, you're a Florida girl.
No. I mean, and then, like I'm saying, for, like, on to the NFL, you know, like, I hope my Saints can make it further, you know. I hope they make it further.
Well, didn't they sign James Winston as they re-signed him, correct? I believe they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you got – Well, it's going to be – the draft is coming up. So, that right there really determines a lot for some teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got a lot of good talent that's going to be in the draft this year. They're potentially thinking about the young man supposedly coming out of Michigan as the number one overall pick, but then some people say he may be number two. But I'm going to tell you, the team that I'm very interested in seeing what they're going to do is, of course, my Atlanta Falcons. I mean, you know, I'm going to see what they do in the draft. They got rid of Matt Ryan. There's a lot that was behind that. They definitely and then you can see the correlation because the coach, Arthur Smith, coach Marcus Mariota, which they end up signing. But I hope they don't think – if they're trying to make him the starting quarterback, oh, my goodness. But, you know, I would hope that they will go get that young man from Liberty, Malik. I can't think of his last name. The young man from Liberty, Malik Willis.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be a very good addition. But I don't know if, Pittsburgh looking at him, and there's one other team that may potentially get him that's already up in the draft. So, It's a lot of stuff going on right now this time of the year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, most definitely. It's going to be very interesting. But I think for me, like I said, of course, again, I'm a Saints fan. Taysom Hill, for me, see, he's good. He's, like, good in our areas. And so it's like, to me, personally, I feel like he's good as a quarterback. You know, I like him as a quarterback, you know. You know, he's good. He's well-rounded, but he's good as a quarterback, you know. But like I say, we shall see, and we shall see how the new coach will be too as well, you know. It's going to be very interesting, though. But I feel like I have a feeling that this year it's going to be good. I mean, last year it was good, too, you know. So it's like everybody's going head for head, you know. So it's going to be very interesting, very. And so
yeah.
do you think Tampa Bay will make it to the championship this year?
I don't even know if they done re-signed Tom Brady.
Is he retiring or what? Did he make up his
mind? No, he's back.
He returned.
He's back.
Tom Brady's back, but he cost the Tampa Bay Buccaneers some money. Okay, yeah, he's back. They're basically saying they restructured his contract to create $9 million cap space. So, you know, I like the coach they got, Raheem Morris. He's been a head coach before. I just hope, you know, the biggest thing about the NFL, you know, when these black coaches get a chance, they always give these black coaches always got teams that they have to build, and then management, for some reason, don't give them enough time to build a team. And a prime example was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how Tony Dungy came down, built that team. They didn't do nothing that next year. They fired Tony Dungy, brought in I'm going to say this because I don't like him as a coach, John Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him in, and then they won the Super Bowl. And I'm like, Tony Dungy basically built that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a lot of injuries on Buck.
I think they got like Tristan injured. It was a lot.
What you talking about? That's Tristan who? That's basketball. You saying Tristan Thompson?
No, we're.
Who?
I hope I pronounced his name right. Wirfs, W-I-R-F-S, his ankle. Somebody he had sprung his ankle and he's in recovery.
Yeah.
Bucks.
I don't know if he's a key player, but yeah.
He may be on the bench.
He could possibly be.
So you think they're going to bring, you think they're going to bring Anthony Brown back? Antonio Brown.
Since they got a new coach, but see, that's the thing. Bruce Arians is now in the office, so I don't think he would be back with Tampa Bay. If a possibility, he could be back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on. I know that he showed interest in the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. I would like to see him back in the league. You know, a lot of people talk about the antics that he do, but I tell a lot of people that dude, you know, he may have a little bit of CTE. And if you go back to the hit that he took from, I think it was Jane Harrison, mm-hmm. or one of them linebackers that year he was playing with Pittsburgh. No, it wasn't Jane Harris because Jane Harris on the team. But it was a Bucette from Cincinnati Bengals. Anyway, he got hit hard. And Antonio Brown ain't a big guy. He's only like 180 or something, and you getting hit by a 250-pound dude.
Oh, he's
full speed. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he about 180, 185.
Yeah, also, too, yeah. Then again, it's like, he's also just he's into rap, too.
Huh?
He's into rap as well.
So, I mean, look, think about it. Most athletes. You know, think about it. We athletes first, but a lot of us, you know, we can do the arts too. We can rap. We
mm-hmm.
can, you know, but it's just we excel at this. I'm going to do this to get me paid.
He's short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me go out there. Then they put me in the game just to throw a ball across the field or across the court just to get some millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Whoever thought? Like, I'm in the wrong field.
Well,
millions of dollars.
Well,
come
I tried.
Come
I shot. I tried. I went through the whole process of all that stuff. Came up short, but I did at least play a little bit, you know, overseas and stuff. So, yeah, because I was definitely one of those guys looking to get one of those $1 million contracts.
Much respect.
Multi-million-dollar contract.
Well, listen, I think this conversation has been enlightening for someone who do not keep up with sports. I think the conversation was somewhat at my level. At times, I did get lost in the conversation. So, yes, I'm representing us, those listeners out there that think you guys are talking French, okay?
And us, and hey, for me, like I said, I'm representing for us ladies that's just not getting into the sports, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, we got this, and, hey, we're going to get better at this. We're going to show these men, like, we look at sports, too, you know?
But one of the things that I do admire about the whole, like, playoff, you know, when it comes to just the whole championship, who's going to be the champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everyone, they let you see firsthand how they go after their dreams, you know? And
yeah.
It makes you, it inspires you, you know. It's sort of like they ain't scared, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what about you? What are you afraid of, you know? What are you afraid of accomplishing? And, you know, and it motivates you when I see it for me. And I think.
Forget that blood joke.
I mean, you talk about, like, who is that? LeBron James. Look at that confidence that brother displays. He has some extreme confidence.
You have to be confident when you're playing at a high level like that because, you know, when you're out there, there's going to be trash talk. There's going to be stuff like, especially these days, you know, there is a code in athletic, in athletics that you're going to talk trash. And if you're the best and if you're at a top level like that, you know, even when you look at red ball, people talk trash. So if you don't have confidence in your game, you don't have confidence in who you are and what you're doing out there, you will have a horrible game. And that's why sometimes that's what I think happened to Russell Westbrook this year. You know, he let too much of the outside rail get into his head. And, you know, but that's the thing. You got to have confidence when you step on that court. What if it's a basketball court, tennis court, pickleball court, football field, soccer field, whatever thing you do. And it's just not in sports. It's life, too, because there's a different trash talk that goes on when it's dealing with stuff outside of sports.
Do you guys feel as if LeBron, I'm using LeBron as an example, because like everyone, the world knows who he is in a sense, right? We just talked about, we agree that he has like extreme confidence. Like you could feel it when you see his presence. He's talking, he's walking. But is he coachable? Have there been any rumors or anything like that?
Yeah, it's been rumors, but he's coachable. He wouldn't have got to where he's at, man. He came in the league as a teenager, so he had to be coachable somewhere. And even now, you know, even though he have a lot of power, but the right coach, look at Tyronn Lue when he had him at Cleveland. I mean, you need a player, somebody that done played the game and can actually say, hey, look, hey, man, you need to chill the freak out. I know how to utilize you.
I guess you know. For me, I'm not a LeBron Saints fan. you know, even when I read the comments and everything, it's like, I don't know, I guess I try to be fair with the other mates. It's like, okay, every time you come on, every time you talk about sports, every time it's just all about LeBron, it's like, okay, cut it out. To me, and that's just my opinion, I'm going to stick with it. To me, he gives me arrogant vibes. It's like, ugh, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, every time you come on, like, even on the social media, or, like I said, you're looking at different sports, they can never go a day without talking about him. Even if they're not even playing, it's talking about him. It's like, okay, is anybody just all about him, or just talk about, it's like, or what? But it don't mean they're greatest or not. It just means just, everybody else is great, so that's on their own thing, too. It's like, I'm just tired of hearing his name. It's like, yeah, everybody has a change.
You see that?
So if y'all want to be honest, call me a hater. I don't care. I'm a hater, okay? There's other greatness out there.
I did not mean to push your button, Jasmine. I was just trying to use it as an example.
That's what happens when you're great.
One of the greatest.
You got people that hate Jordan. A lot of people hate Isaiah Thomas. A lot of people hate Charles Barkley. You know, a lot of people hate Tom Brady. Now, the thing I don't like about Tom Brady is some of the championships he got with Tainted. They cheated, but
yeah.
I do like the fact that he was a sixth round pick. You know, he was an underdog. Now, that I respect, but all
yes.
the other stuff, mm-mm.
I can agree with you on that because I was told the same way, like, okay, when he was with the Patriots, I'm like, they went all the time. They cheated. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, they cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Until I happened to scroll up on YouTube, and they had, like, a showing about his upbringing and everything else. And so I was like, okay, I see. So you got to fight hard for what you want, you know? So I see where
mm-hmm.
you come from, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it was went from nothing. Nobody cared for him. So he really fought hard to get where he's at. So it's like, yes, y'all got
yeah.
some respect me. Y'all put me through some BS. You got some
yeah.
respect me. So I do, on that aspect, that yes, I do respect him.
Yeah, I respect him for that part. Like,
yeah,
man,
that part, yeah.
But, like, some of those championships I don't respect, you know, and it all started with the Raiders, with that field goal. And I'm just like, are you serious? So, I mean, but sometimes, you know, it is what it is. Like, God bless the dead, Kobe Bryant, he had a bit of arrogance about himself, you know. I mean, but when you're an athlete, I say it like this, you have to have a little bit of arrogance, because think about it. sometimes some of these guys coming from the hood and country, and you know, a lot of people counting them out, or they were being told, you know, just like me. I give you a prime example. I remember a coach told me I'll never have a future in basketball, and I went on ahead and played a little. You know, I played a little pro ball overseas. So, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That's where a little bit of arrogance come in. But it's almost like the code switching we talked about earlier. You got to know how to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
Some of them don't turn it off.
Gotcha. Well, listen, man, I really do feel each one of you. I mean, Jasmine, I understand there's a lot.
She's a hater. LeBron hater.
Hey, it's all good. I know you're not alone, okay?
She's not.
You're not alone. And I just think there's a lot of champions out there, like you mentioned, and I just love, it's not per se the person, but it's their trait. I would just summarize what does a champion look like. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody that has overcome obstacles and has bettered their living situation is a champion. You know, having failed to the pressures of the world or having, you know, been unapologetic for who they are. If you succeed and make it out of your environment and then create a better environment for those to come, I figure that is the highest level of champion, because not only now you're entailing not only your perseverance, but also if you're a Christian or you believe in God or you believe in, you know, that religion, you know, you're making it better. You've been a blessing unto others, you know. And for me and my experience, like the reason why I'm looking to get back in sports is to – for those, I mean, it's a different time, it's a different era, but I believe I do have a lot of knowledge that I can give an athlete that's not been seen. And these days, you can easily get seen because of the social media outlets. And now, even with Black College, they got Black College on ESPN now. So it's so many ways, you know, whether you're Black, white, Asian, Pan-Asian, whatever, you know, alien. Whatever, there's ways to make it these days. It's just that's the champion in you. Are you going to push hard enough to exceed that level and exceed the obstacles that are thrown at you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
What's another, who is the opposite of LeBron? Like, give us another champion out there so we can put that on our listeners' mind. To watch, to be on the lookout for.
Another, as for sports, or you said opposite of LeBron?
Yeah.
You want sports or you just want in general?
Just in the arena or just in sport? I mean, in sports, different categories, or just in basketball?
In NBA.
In the NBA, mm-hmm. We just said Giannis, Antetokounmpo. You got that one. You got Steph Curry, because he definitely changed the game.
Oh, he definitely did, yes.
Yeah, shooting the three ball as good as he did. But if you understand where he come from, if you understand who his daddy is, Dale Curry was a sharp shooter, you know. I had a pleasure meeting Dale. I actually had a chance. A lot of people may not believe this, but I actually had a chance to coach Steph Curry and his brother when they were younger. And when I was at Johnson C. Smith.
Just let you guys know, shout out on his brothers actually playing tonight, too, with the Nets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, and young coming up, so you got Giannis.
I think everybody's sleeping on Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson, I don't know, because Reggie, he's some timing to me, you know. He play hard, but I don't think he want it bad enough. I think he's one of those guys that I'm going to do enough to get my money, and I'm going to be here. You're going to know me, but I'm pretty good. Yeah, I watched Reggie because, you know, Reggie was with Detroit. I watched him when he was at Detroit. And, you know, I'm impressed with any of the guys that make it to the NBA because it's hard to make it to the NBA, trust me. I know. It's hard to get in that league if you don't have the right backing and stuff. But, yeah, Reggie, he okay to me, you know. He's a good player, but he's just okay to me. I don't know if he want that level of greatness because when you think about being on that level, you look at the guys when they exceed that level, like the Jordans. I mean, some of the guys just athletic, gifted, but they also put the time in the summer to take care of their body, their mental, to perfect their skill and craft. So I don't know how many of those guys, and you could tell the guys that's doing stuff like that. A lot of guys, another underrated player a lot of people don't talk about is Dame Lillard for Portland Trail Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad boy too. As far as young talent, you know, to be on a level like LeBron, I mean, that's just like, you know, he's a phenom, you know. I mean, I don't know who we're going to see, who's up next, so to say. I say Giannis, but to come in at a young age and dominate, I really don't know.
I think to go with what you're saying is that the everybody could be that level, but they're playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many playing it safe.
Yeah, I'm just here. I done made it. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to put in the hard work. I'm going to just do what I got to do to make my money. I'm good. You know? You know, you can see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, right now, you know, you hear the LaMelo Ball, but that's because the hype. But I don't know if he's going to develop his game. He has good talent. Trae Young, I just think Trae Young, he's a good talent, but he's no AI. You know,
these
guys we talking about, these guys just have something different. I mean, you know, Trae Young, he can cross you up, pull up, but, you know, can he really, like, just dominate? I've seen him. He shows signs, but,
they fall, but they be falling back. Like I said, for me, I feel like, I guess it shows that I'm a real Clippers fan, but I feel like Paul George and Reggie Jackson, like, they could be up in that level, but like I said, they play it safe. And I like that they team oriented and everything. And just like for Terrence Mann, I like Terrence Mann. I feel like he could do it, but it's like, dude, you're not playing to your full potential. I like you, but I feel like you're not playing your full potential.
Yeah.
And I can see it. I can see it. It's like, what you scared of?
You heard it here on That's a Setup Podcast. There's your what are you scared of?
Yes. What you scared of? Get out. Just go ahead and do it. But what people say, just do it. And I promise you, you're going to feel good about it.
Yeah. Well, we can talk sports all day.
I see.
You know.
I noticed. I just took several seats back. Okay.
Yeah, we got baseball. We didn't even touch, you know, the Braves won the championship.
Oh, I don't know about baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
You got hockey, you know. I kind of keep an eye on a little bit of a lot of the different sports. I'm an athlete, so I like to see people compete. You know, I like to see competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I have the biggest thing is taking that same kind because I'm not competing like that no more. Now, how do I go to the boardroom? How do I do this as an entrepreneur? How do I do this as a, you know, whatever I'm doing? You know, you take that same attitude, that same ego, and you apply it.
That's very true.
Yeah, but you have to find a way to be humble with it too. You know.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, it's easy for me to talk trash to you on the court, and then, you know, I can go out there and physically just dominate you. But how can I talk trash to you as an entrepreneur unless I'm turning, you know, the money? You know what I'm saying? You know, open up this new restaurant. How can I say, yeah, I'm going to go out and have. Huh?
You know how?
Yeah.
Code switch.
You can forget that.
And there you have it, folks.
Yeah, that's why you pay people. You got to know, you got to be a good general manager, too.
Yeah, you pay people to code switch for you.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's like a chess game. I'm a grandmaster chess player, so I put my pawns where they need to be. I put my kings, my bishops, my, you know, my queens, and, you know, let's go. Let's get it.
There ain't no checkers over here. This is chess.
Chess. It's all strategic moves.
I love this conversation, man. Let us know what you guys are thinking. I would love to label this topic as, you know, this is our take on sports. What do you think? Because we talked about football, basketball. Look, did you want to talk about hockey?
I think at the end of the day, it still falls on the code switching.
Yeah.
It still falls on the code switching, no matter what you do, because, I mean, the attitude, the way you have to glove it up to get to where you front, get to where you want to go, you still got it. You still code switching. That's a great topic.
Yes. So, guys, I love where this was going because – we were able to witness some big players making big their big dreams reality, right? And we talked about how some of them are too cocky because they got major extreme confidence to where they may be looked upon as being arrogant, although they are coachable. Some of them are actually coachable, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
that willingness to learn, you know? If, you, mm-hmm. if you're not willing to listen, how do you know where to go?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, just some extraordinary commitment out there and consistency. That's all. It's sort of like, you know, when you see someone consistently deliver high value, it's a certain mindset that that person has been able to master, you know, and it lets you want to know. I want to know the secret to that, right? Is
mm-hmm.
it your faith? Is it your diet? Is it because, you know, I think certain ones have like this little routine that they do. Someone wear same socks on the court. You know, they got their own little mojo happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just understanding that key.
Yeah. So let's say this here. We could talk about this and we could definitely get into that mindset, you know, because like I said, you know, some of y'all might have played sports when you were younger. I am not just, you know, trying to sound like I'm bragging, but I did play a little pro, and I can tell you the mindset that you have to have in order to, you know, really exceed at a higher level. And it's not just only the mindset, too, because there's certain circumstances you could be the best player on the court, but if you don't have that relationship, that also take key, too. So, you know. We can talk about that a whole nother day because
yes.
that mindset can go into having a million, from having a thousandaire mindset to a hundred-thousandaire mindset to a millionaire to a multimillionaire mindset.
Oh, yeah. And Jasmine said, code switch.
Yeah, what y'all talking about, computer? You know what I'm saying, where you switch the code to make the game?
Hey, it is a game.
You gotta know how to play the game. Hey, there you go.
Deep. I hope you guys are writing these notes. Listen, take heed to what we're saying. You know what I'm saying? While it's free.
Yes. So with that said, we're gonna get ready to end this topic here because it is a wide open topic. And the listeners, you know, send in your information or Sharika, give them the address.
Listen, guys, please contact us at TTS News. Listen, you can follow us at any hashtag consisting of TTS News, hashtag Jasmine Richardson, hashtag Da Vinci Battle, and myself, Sharika Duncan. Listen, this has been a wonderful topic. Like Da Vinci and Jasmine say, we can go on and on, right? So now is the time to let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear it. And in the near future, we want to ask you guys, invite you guys into our virtual world to join us on live, right? We got some live surprises coming soon.
Hey.
Yeah. So stay tuned, guys. Until next time, that's the setup.
Yep.
You have just listened to That's the Setup podcast with your host, Da Vinci Battle, Jasmine Richardson, and yours truly, Sharika Duncan. Subscribe to our podcast on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and many more. Thank you for listening. Follow us at Setup Podcast TV. Hit us up at ttsnews@sharikaduncan.com. And remember, to catch our next episode, stay tuned.